Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the only national retailer that carries Benjamin Moore paint, which means the paint you trust and a huge selection of colors are right in your neighborhood. And this Saturday only, you can pick up a free sample of Benjamin Moore at your local Ace. It's a great way to explore quality colors and find the perfect one for your place. So if you're looking for award-winning service and a new look for your home, look no further than Benjamin Moore paint at Ace. Offer valid August 1st for Ace Rewards members. Limit one at participating stores while supplies last.
This is the sound of a blizzard treat at DQ. But it also sounds like a weekend bike ride, a post-game celebration, and a sunset on the dock. Wow, doesn't a blizzard treat sound good? Stop by DQ and grab one today, like new Oreo fudge brownie. Thanks for being the sweetest fans in the world. DQ, happy tastes good.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today. And listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
It all starts with just one thing. This summer, try some eco-friendly water sports like paddleboarding, swimming, or diving, and be sure to use reef-friendly sunscreen. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And, of course, your official radio home of Cubs baseball.
Where you'll hear me, Pat Hughes,
and Ron Coomer deliver all the excitement and action of every Cubs game.
Base hit. Cubs win. Base hit into right center field. Back toward the wall. Near the fence. It's got a chance. Cubs win. It landed in the basket. What a finish.
Listen to every Cubs game on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
A radio.com sports station.
The best radio stations in America live on radio.com. Atlanta's V103, number one for hip-hop and R&B. The world-famous 106.7 KROQ, LA and Orange County's alternative. Chicago's finest rock, 93 XRT. Alice at 97.3 with the Bay Area's best music and lots more. Find them and listen to what you want when you want on radio.com, on your desktop, smart speakers, or the free radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Kyle Hendricks, you'll hear what the opposing dugout is saying more. They might hear what you guys are saying more. Like, how do you think it's going to actually have an impact on the quality of play on the field, if at all?
Yeah, I think it's just going to be different. I think the quality of the play is still going to be at the highest, you know, and that's our focus. Being athletes, we've had to deal with adversity, deal with different situations through our whole careers, amateur and pro careers, you know. So I think think everything has kind of prepared us. Just embrace whatever comes. And this is nothing different. It might be a little extreme. We have to block out whatever it may be, what's coming from the visitor dugout or coming from the fans. Block out what you can. Focus on the task at hand. And so, obviously, we're going to have to make adjustments as we go, and we'll have to realize how much of that we hear and what we don't.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. You're listening to Mully and Haw back in 60 seconds on The Score.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say on the toy boat in your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
One.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by Door Systems, now offering touch-free doors. Call 1-800-THE-DOOR.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And David, I had a great idea. I wanted to talk to you about all the fun stuff we have going on this weekend and all the games we're going to watch and how our teams are going to do. And unfortunately, apparently we have some breaking news brought to you by Dell Technologies. Ugh. Small business podference. Go listen at radio.com/Dell.
Yeah, our guy John Heyman tweets out that the Brewers-Cardinals game postponed because of a positive test. There are no more details that are available. And you would suspect there would be more than just one positive test. I'm not sure about that, but does not bode well for a lot of things if John Heyman is reporting that the Brewers-Cardinals game postponed due to a positive test, and that's all that he has tweeted so far.
What is that? That makes at least three games tonight that are postponed, right?
Well, you got the Phillies, you got the, you know, and the three teams affected. The Marlins certainly not playing till later. You've had six teams that have makeup games, doubleheader makeup games coming up because of the virus. You've got now this, you know, we talk about the length of the doubleheader games. It's because of these anticipated postponements, and I just don't know how serious this is. What does it mean for, are they not going to play today and play tomorrow? I don't know.
Well, they play 2 7-inning games, right? That's supposed to start as soon as tomorrow, but it's not good. There's a lot of good stuff though with our teams. I mean, I don't know honestly, David, if we're in here Monday talking about this or not. This worries me with baseball because, again, the Phillies thing bothers me. The Phillies were supposed to play the Toronto Blue Jays, so you had a team that's had to shut down their ballpark because of infection that was supposed to host a team that can't play in their own country because of worries about infection, and that game is postponed. I don't know. I hope that the games continue. I'm really enjoying it. I do feel an urgency about it, and it makes me want to watch baseball at 1:30 instead of tuning into the NBA, which I'm going to do. But our baseball games start later this evening. Any feel for what we'll be talking about on Monday with the Cubs and the White Sox?
Well, if they are able to play these games, I feel like we're going to come in here Monday morning, and if the schedule is, you know, again, everything is with an asterisk. I think it's going to be a big weekend for both teams. I really feel like the schedule is in their favor.
Yeah.
Certainly with the Cubs, you feel good about Darvish going tonight and kind of getting it back, you know, back at home and just kind of settling down, and maybe he will be better tonight. And then you've got Chatwood, who was terrific, and Lester. You got to feel good about that, Mully. And I think from the White Sox perspective, they go to Kansas City. They've got Dallas Keuchel there to kind of calm things down, win another game, build some momentum, and regain some confidence. So I feel like both teams could come out of this weekend winning at least two out of three. And I think one team It might be the Cubs, but I think one of our Chicago teams could sweep this weekend.
I feel the same way. I think that this is a good weekend for baseball because these are teams you're supposed to beat. Now, the White Sox struggled with Kansas City before, and we know that Pittsburgh has been hot before. I don't know. It's, you know, it's so hard because it all comes down to pitching matchups and all that stuff. But I like the matchups for the White Sox against Kansas City. Kansas City, you know, I don't even know who the hell's pitching for them. I'm not sure they know. And I think Keuchel, you know, did very well the first time out, and I feel good about him and about the Sox bullpen. What about the Blackhawks? How will things go on Saturday afternoon? Tomorrow afternoon, they get the biscuit dropped, and it will be fascinating to see. They're in an away venue with the away team that will be comfortable in that venue. Does that matter?
I don't know if the venue matters as much as because there's not going to be as much atmosphere. It'll give the Oilers an advantage from the comfort standpoint. The Oilers have dynamic players. Draisaitl and McDavid are as good as they get as it gets in terms of a 1-2 combination in the NHL. And I've got to acknowledge here, again, I'm probably letting my heart outshout my head at this moment because I really believe the Blackhawks are poised to come out pretty sharp. I think they're improved defensively. The return of DeHaan is big. Corey Crawford's presence will provide a calming effect, and they're going to score. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think Hawks win the first game.
Yeah, I hate to say it because I don't want to put the Malecki on it, and I know this is probably more with the heart than the head, but I feel really good about the Blackhawks. I know I'm getting out over my skis, but I think the fact that Crawford came back is a real step up. You mentioned Kirby Doc. I forget which of them, the three guys were interviewed. It was Taze and Kane and Duncan Keith. It might have been Keith, who said that he looks like he's putting muscle on. He looks like a bigger, stronger guy than he was when they broke up here. And I think that, you know, normally in playoff hockey, don't the first two lines kind of cancel each other out and you get to that third line and you need to get something out of your third line and to an extent your fourth line? It's always something that jumped out at me when the Blackhawks were kind of flying high. As much as the Stars were their Stars, the great hockey expression, they also seem to get a lift from maybe an unexpected spot. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, Doc just looks like a different player, and you wonder what effect the layoff had on just him restoring his legs, adding bulk, and staying quick. And he's so good with his hands, and he's a big guy who definitely moves well on his skates. He's a difference maker. Yeah, they drafted him high for a reason, and I think we're starting to see that, and it's fun to watch him develop. And this could be the kind of series that allows him to just play hockey because there's not a lot of these external factors. This does feel like, I kidded earlier, but to a lot of these guys, the younger players especially, this is a hockey tournament. Let's just go play. What time is the ice time? When do we get to the rink? Let's go play. Let's eat. Let's sleep. It's a weekend full of hockey. It's a month full of hockey. If the Hawks play their cards right, they could go longer, but I think tomorrow is a good start to that.
And you know, it was interesting, Steve Conroy mentioned the idea that that Corey Crawford, not only is he playing for his team and for, you know, he's been through it, but he also, it's going to dictate how he plays will dictate where he ends up, how he's paid. I mean, he's heading to free agency. We know, of course, that guys like Kubalik and Strome are heading to restricted free agency. So these are big, this is big games for those guys, all of them.
Big game for those guys, the youngest team in the field. That's the Blackhawks, believe it or not, with all their gray beards. They are the youngest team left, and I think they're exciting. And I think we're going to be talking Monday about a Blackhawks victory. Let's hope we're still talking about baseball, Molly, because it looks like the Cards at Milwaukee, they're isolating in their hotel, and that game is going to be postponed. Too bad for Major League Baseball today.
Don't the Sox go to Milwaukee on Monday, something like that? Maybe I'm wrong. I'll have to look at the schedule, but I think that's
coming
up. Let's hope. Yeah, I'm saying.
No, yeah, you're right about that, Molly.
Yeah, but I mean, so the problem's in Milwaukee, or is it with the Cardinals? That's my question. Who had the positive?
I don't know that we know that yet.
That's all
the problem. It's all problem, Foxy.
All right. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Yeah, appreciate that. I want to thank our executive producer, Mr. Dustin Rhodes.
Why don't I have a high approval rating?
He has a high approval rating. And, of course, Kevin Zipak. Always enjoy Kevin.
He needs to give me some new drugs, brother.
And Ray, God love you, Ray. Thank you for everything.
Fly the W!
Kevin Weeks, the former NHL goalie, is going to join Dan Bernstein at 10 a.m. So make sure you stay tuned for that. I'm sure he's got some great thoughts. David, enjoy your sports weekend. I know I'm going to enjoy mine.
Have a great weekend, Mully.
You too, pal. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
Hey, it's Danny Parkins from the Mac and Parkins Show, afternoons 2 to 6. Well, Cubs and Sox fans, baseball is coming back to Chicago, so keep it on the score as we'll be discussing this, you guessed it, unprecedented 60-game season. Plus, of course, all the new rule changes and much more. It's all happening on the Mac and Parkins Show, afternoons 2 to 6, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Think you know the Home Depot? It's not just for flooring and lights for your bedroom. It's everything else for your bedroom. Mattresses you can't wait to sleep on, nightstands you can't stand to be without, all with great savings, free and flexible delivery, and easy online returns. You know the Home Depot, and now you know there are even more ways to explore decor at homedepot.com. How doers get more done. U.S. only, offer valid through August 5th. Limitations apply.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Charles Peanut Tillman.
Eating dinner last night with my kids, who are mixed, telling them about my racial experiences as a child. And they're like, really, Dad? That really happened to you? I'm like, yeah, I never knew. And I'm like, yeah, I know I'm successful and I've done things and I've played in the NFL and people know who I am. But at the end of the day, I'm still black. You know me in Chicago as Peanut the Peanut Punch. Woo-hoo. But when I step out of Illinois, or if I go to another state, or someone who doesn't or isn't a football fan, they just see me as a black guy. Money, fame, that doesn't get me out of that situation. It's just like, well, who is this black guy? Have you been drug out of your car just for, well, you look suspicious, come on, get out. Like, I don't care, get out of here. Like, all right, here we go with this BS. Just trying to get people to understand that, I think, is the hard part.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The buckets you buy at Ace hold paint, dirt, and debris. But our Children's Miracle Network buckets hold so much more, like dreams, hope, and care for children. Because over the last 29 years, with your help, Ace has raised over $125 million for local CMN hospitals. So stop by your local Ace this weekend to make a $5 donation and get a 5-gallon bucket plus 20% off almost anything that fits inside it. Offer valid on regular price merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
The president of baseball operations for your Chicago Cubs is Theo Epstein. He joins me now.
Fans have to prepare for it to look a little bit different. The way almost everything is going to look a little bit different. And, you know, players are going to be wearing masks at all times except when they're on the field. They're going to be socially distanced. Yeah, even in the dugout, there's not going to be as much time spent indoors preparing for games. And simple things that you're used to seeing on the field that they're not going to be able to do. I think the right perspective to take on it, and it's something that we're all learning to do in almost every aspect of our life, is to maybe not compare it to what we've been used to, because that's a losing proposition and you end up seeing the negatives if you play that game and mentally. And instead, to look at it as an opportunity to sort of craft something new.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This is the sound of a blizzard treat at DQ. But it also sounds like a weekend bike ride, a post-game celebration, and a sunset on the dock. Wow, doesn't a blizzard treat sound good? Stop by DQ and grab one today, like new Oreo fudge